This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Joining me now, Brian Kilmeade, our buddy. He's back. He'll be in the area tomorrow night in Doylestown at the bookshop. He'll be signing his book, 7 to 9:30 p.m. By the way, congratulations. The book is currently number 4 on the New York Times paperback nonfiction list. Of course, it's Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. Brian, how you been?
Rich, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. America loves history. They're into it. They're into our past.
Yes, they are. And tomorrow night, I know this because you did an event with us. You're a super friendly guy. You say hello to everybody. You sign everyone's book. You take your time with people. So it's definitely worth coming out to see you tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah, in Doylestown. I know that's not too close to you, but I look forward to going. I'll go right from work. We'll beat the Pennsylvania traffic, hopefully. Get out of the New York through New Jersey. And I'll be there tomorrow night. I only have one more appearance after this, but we definitely want to stop by Pennsylvania. So I look forward to seeing everyone. If everyone wants to get tickets or anything, BrianKilmeade.com. It'll have all the directions.
All right, beautiful. And it starts tomorrow night at 7. It goes from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Yeah, Doylestown's not too far. It's some great little things to do downtown. It's a great downtown. You get some ice cream, get some toddies. It's a lot of fun. How are things going on Fox News?
Great. I mean, it's amazing the transition that everybody witnessed. We were the first network to have all this turbulence. It's certainly not the last. We've been paying attention. But through it all, Fox continues to be number one network in all of cable. So it's just a salute to the management and everyone working behind the scenes. So it's a crazy time. And the ratings have been just going up. So it's great. We're very, very thankful.
Excellent. That's great. That's terrific. And of course, on Fox News, you know, President Trump watches the show. He watches your show, Fox and Friends, and he often tweets, often comes on. When was the last time he was on?
When's the last time he was on?
It was like a couple weeks ago, right?
It was about a couple of months ago, I think. Yeah, things have been maybe about 6 weeks ago. And, you know, he's got his hands full right now, no question about it. You saw the fireworks in the Oval Office today. Incredible.
Yeah, I know. Wait, do you think the Democrats, Brian Kilmeade, do you think the Democrats will ever give him funding for the wall?
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because, yeah. I mean, it's all about leverage and what do you want. My thing is, I've just been racking my brain at the leverage. So leverage would be, number one, the shutdown. Number two, what they want. They want to do infrastructure. So, hey, listen, they're not going to do anything with the Senate majority or the Republican with infrastructure if Republicans don't want you to do it. So how do you do that? Maybe you tell the president, listen, I'll give you $5 billion for the wall, which is barely a third, and we've given you some already. So we'll give you $5 billion for the wall, and we'll put it in writing, do some type of legislative legal thing, and say the first thing off the mat in the new year will be infrastructure. And you get on board with Mitch McConnell, and game on. And I don't know if there's something to do because, you know, Trump has very few cards to play getting this wall. But what bothers me most, Rich, is not that they're against the wall. They're just against him getting the wall.
That's right. And I also think, too, Brian, you know, with the Democrats right now with the wall, their base would go crazy if they gave it to him. They also believe that if they don't give him the wall, that Trump will lose his base going into re-election in 2020, that they'll turn around and say, he's just another politician. He couldn't get it done. And I think that's probably the biggest reason why they won't agree to a wall. And so Trump's got to overcome that for sure.
Yeah, a couple of things. If you watch that circus at the border was happening in Tijuana. You see what the troops are able to do in terms of making a barrier. You know, you see that November was the highest, most traffic bunch of illegals since for 10 years. So you see all this stuff happening. Trump didn't script that. And those people who say, well, it's a midterm election, the caravan's just a midterm thing, and Fox is building this up. We never stopped. We just announced the results of the midterms, and we went back to it. We had a reporter there the whole time, and this thing is worse than we thought. There's more people welling up in Tijuana. We're watching what's happening, and everyone feels great. You know, I feel bad for those people. I'm sure most of them are great people. Some of them aren't, but it's just not the way you do things. And why would someone in America that's not dug in for a party either way think that that's okay? You know, there's a process. Let's reform the process. Let's expedite the process. Let's shorten the line in the green cards. Let's make it easier to come here with our first-round draft picks who are graduating Stanford. I want them to stay. You should want them to stay. Those are one of the great jobs. The innovation stays in America. But all this other stuff we agree on. They just don't want to give them the symbol of the wall. And they said, yeah, even the 1.3. We want to make sure you know it's for a fence, not a wall. I mean, is that juvenile? Are you 3 years old? And I think there's a portion of your audience, I know my audience, that wants to see deals done. You're not going to get everything you want in life. Why do we expect our politicians to get everything? It's not going to happen.
Brian Kilmeade's with us, of course. He'll be in our area tomorrow night, Doylestown Bookshop, signing books tomorrow night, 7 to 9:30 p.m. His book is now number 4 on the New York Times paperback nonfiction list, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. You sound like you're at an airport or a train station.
Train station.
Train station.
Yeah.
You heading home for the day?
Home for the day.
Good. I mean, you work hard. You do the Fox and Friends in the morning. Then you do your nationally syndicated radio show from 9 to noon on Fox Radio Network. So, you've already put in more than a full day. It's justified you going home now.
So I have your permission, Rich.
Yes. Yes, Brian. You may go home and see your family.
Well, listen, I appreciate you having me on.
By the way, tell us about the book, Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans. I mean, this is still incredibly relevant for the times in which we live right now.
Yeah, I mean, basically, as I actually put it to Kevin Hart, and you have a lot of people there that are upset about Andrew Jackson because the decisions he made with slaves, because some of the Indian Removal Act, I get it. But we used to study these guys. Like, I love to study these guys. I don't judge them. Now we're judging everybody. For example, Kevin Hart. We used to just sit there and say, well, that's my cup of tea or not. Now we have to go back and we have to judge everybody. Hey, what did you do in 2011? You don't apologize. I can't like you. I can't let you host my show. I mean, we're watching the Heisman Trophy win. He texted or tweeted something out when he was 15 years old. It was negative. And we have to reevaluate. He's got to come out and apologize. Since when did this happen?
Yeah, I know. This is they're going back now to when people were kids. It's ridiculous the amount of political correctness that's out there. And look, Andrew Jackson, like Donald Trump, not a politically correct guy, which is one of the things that I like about Trump, and I think it's what a lot of your audience probably likes about him as well.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm not talking about his presence. I wanted to talk about the thing that made him the most famous man in America, and that's his battle, that they still study in military colleges. I thought that would be a good thing to do, and it did, and people care. But at the same time, people say, well, he's like Trump or he's not like Trump or he's like this guy is not. So we're debating this all over again. I find it fascinating. Created some heat around the book. And when I do these events, usually we're able to, instead of talking just about, we're able to root a lot of history in the news. So I enjoy it, but I'm surprised by it.
Well, listen, good luck getting home. I know last time you were on the New York City subway and, you know, some people came after you, verbally came after you, which was ridiculous. So hopefully on the Long Island Railroad, it's not that bad today.
People don't do that in Philadelphia.
Oh. Definitely not in Philadelphia. That's for sure, my friend. Definitely not. Well, we'll see you tomorrow night. Doylestown Bookshop signing the book Wednesday night, December 12th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. Brian Kilmeade, thanks so much, buddy, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Rich. Go get him.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.